more so that we can continue to flatten the curve. We're actively exploring additional private sector options to help us scale up our testing capacity as quickly as possible. These decisive but necessary steps have absolutely helped slow the spread of the virus, but unfortunately, they're not enough. Our projections continue to suggest that the number of confirmed positive coronavirus cases in Kansas could reach as much as 900 over the next week. Positive cases are appearing everywhere at this point, not just Johnson, Wyandotte, and Sedgwick County. This week, we also saw our first confirmed case in Gove County in northwest Kansas. And we expect to see more in the days ahead in these areas. Therefore, this morning, I am announcing the difficult but unavoidable decision to add Kansas to the list of 22 other states that have issued a temporary stay-home order. By executive order 2016, Kansas will establish a stay-home order in conjunction with the Kansas Essential Function Framework for COVID-19 response efforts. This will take effect at 12:01 on Monday, March 30th, and last at least through Sunday, April 19th. I reached this decision in close consultation with the State Health Department, the State Emergency Management Division, and our local and federal partners. And today I'm going to explain to you why I took these steps now and what it means for you, your family, and your business. First, we're going to help provide more consistency and stability across the state. As we speak, well over half of Kansas's population falls under a local stay-home order of some kind. Even without the executive order I'm issuing today, Kansas's most populous counties have already issued local stay-home orders for their communities. That includes Johnson, Wyandotte, Douglas, Sedgwick, Leavenworth, and Shawnee counties, and that list grows day by day. As governor, I left these decisions to local health departments for as long as possible. But the reality is that a patchwork approach is a recipe for confusion in our statewide fight to slow the spread of coronavirus. Statewide uniformity will ensure we're all playing by the same rules, and it will help prevent an influx of new cases for local health departments, many of which are already stretched to the max. Secondly, we're taking this step now to continue to slow the spread of the virus in Kansas. Our hospitals have thrown a huge effort into preparing their facilities for the inevitable surge of COVID-19 patients. But we're simply not ready for what we anticipate will be the peak of this pandemic. Our vulnerable hospitals need more time to maximize bed capacity, implement critical safety measures to protect their staff, and ramp down non-elective procedures. By limiting movement and keeping disease numbers down across the state, we can better protect our hospitals, especially our smaller and rural hospitals, from an influx of patients who would exceed their capacity, both in number and in complexity. We also need more time as a state to secure proper personal protective equipment, ventilators, and testing kits. I have expressed growing concern about this in recent days because Kansas still has not received what we need from the federal government. Insufficient access to testing supplies has led to under-testing and diagnosis of COVID-19 in asymptomatic Kansans. We believe that there are more cases of COVID-19 than we have confirmed to date, including in areas that have not yet identified their first case. But by reducing spread, scarce protective personal equipment will be preserved for those who need it most: healthcare personnel, first responders, and those who work in our nursing facilities. So those are the circumstances that made today's action absolutely necessary. And here's what a statewide stay-home measure means for you, your family, and your business. For a temporary period of time, Kansans must remain at home unless you're going to work to perform an essential function. You are obtaining food, medicine, or other household necessities. You're seeking medical care. You are caring for children, pets, family members, or a vulnerable person in another location. Or if you are exercising outside while also abiding by the 10-person limit on gathering size and adhering to appropriate social distancing guidelines. You can leave your house. You can still go outside. You are not under house arrest. And if you're a business owner performing an essential function, we want you to continue to operate and conduct business as you are able. But until April 19th, your fellow Kansans are depending upon you to limit the time you spend outside of your home to the guidelines I just outlined. I know this is hard, and I can't tell you how much I wish it weren't necessary. But this is our window to ensure Kansas does not suffer the terrible fate of other hard-hit states like New York and Missouri. By working together, we can spread the limit of this disease, but we must all do our part. Here's some encouraging news. Earlier this week, the federal government took historic steps to help us combat this pandemic at the state and local level with the passage of a $2 trillion emergency relief package. For starters, the federal stimulus is going to put a check into the bank account of eligible Kansans who, with adjusted gross incomes of up to $75,000 and eligible individuals between $75,000 and $99,000 would receive checks on a sliding scale basis. It's my understanding that those emergency cash payments will begin to materialize over the next few weeks. I know it's not going to be enough to cover the full economic blow of this crisis, but hopefully it can help cushion the sudden impact of lost wages, especially for those families living paycheck to paycheck. The federal bill will also add unprecedented reinforcement to Kansas's unemployment insurance program. More Kansans will be eligible for benefits, even gig workers and small business owners who did not previously qualify. Additionally, all Kansans eligible for unemployment will receive $600 more per week in benefits, more than double the current weekly benefit in Kansas of $398. My Department of Labor Secretary would appreciate my letting you know that this $600 will not be showing up immediately, and that as soon as it is available, that information will be on the website getkansasbenefits.org. And as a result of bipartisan state-level legislation that I just signed last week, Kansans will be able to access benefits for an extended period of time, up to 26 weeks. All of this is welcome news because we saw nationwide unemployment claims climb to $3.2 million people last week. That's a new record. And at the same time, we hit a record here in Kansas with 24,000 Kansans making their initial employment claim. The number of Kansans filing was 12 times higher than it had been the week before. This global public health pandemic took Kansas from the lowest unemployment rate in 40 years to the highest jump in over 20 years. We're going to need all the help we can get to navigate this unprecedented rapid shift. My administration is working nonstop with federal partners to determine what other federal supports Kansas will be able to draw down under this bill, including more resources for businesses, hospitals, and first responders. We'll be talking more about that in the coming days. But in the meantime, I want Kansans to know these resources are on the way, and we're doing everything we can to get them to you as quickly as possible. And as I've said before, we learn more about this novel virus every single day. My job as governor is to keep Kansas safe and ensure the state deploys every tool at its disposal to adapt and align response efforts with emerging best practices, practices we learn from other states and from our own data. That's why we're taking this step today. Your job, as a Kansan who loves your family, your neighbors, your state, and your country, is to take our instructions seriously. If you can do your part and join me in this effort, we will be able to rescind this measure faster. We will save more lives, and we will help mitigate long-term damage to our economy, and we'll be able to start transitioning back to some kind of normalcy. In closing, I do want to thank you for all the sacrifices you've made up to this point and for all you're doing to help Kansas combat this crisis. I am very proud to be your governor. I know this has been hard. I know we have more tough days ahead. But we're all in this together, and we're going to come out of it together. If you have any COVID-related questions, please visit kdhe.ks.gov/coronavirus. I'll be speaking with you again soon. Until then, stay home, stay safe.